Let's look for just a moment at Psalms chapter 30. Psalms chapter number 30. I love the book of Psalms, don't you? The psalmist sings here. He's dedicating the house of David. And the psalmist, in verse number 1, he says, I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Look at that. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. I'm going to look tonight. I'm going to read the rest of the psalm before we preach. But I'm going to look tonight at some things in this psalm that we ought to give thanks concerning when we remember His holiness. And His holiness is actually the reason that we have these things to thank Him for tonight. Verse number 5. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. I never understood that verse until I studied it this time. Lord, by Thy favor, Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord may I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. What about that? Looks to me like there's something we're not going to stop doing when we get to heaven. We're going to give thanks forever. Forever and forever and forever. Let's pray. Father, thank You tonight for the Word of God. Thank You tonight for Your people that have gathered this Sunday night in the house of God. Lord, I'm thrilled tonight to see this good number in the congregation. And it's my prayer tonight, Lord, that You would reward these dear people for coming. God, that You would bless them. God, that You would build them up. And Lord, that You would exalt them and help them, Lord. Because, Lord, we know that You're the one that lifts us up. God, I pray tonight that You would be with the families where death is right on the doorstep. Be with the families where death has come last week. God, we pray that You would be with the families where people are walking around dead in trespasses and in sin. Help them, Lord, that they might be quickened, that they might be made alive, that they might trust Jesus. God, I pray tonight in this service, Lord, if there's a soul here, and I know there is, that needs You, God, that this might be the night they would look and live. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, bless, I pray, the Word of God as it goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to say this tonight before I start preaching. I have some business cards in my office. It's just a little that size, a business card. And it has our internet address on it. It has my name and my own personal number on it. It has the service times on the back of it, the church address. And I want to encourage you. I'll maybe remember, I'll get Miss E right after service to put some of them out yonder. You say, preacher, you wouldn't care for somebody to have your phone number? Why would I? Somebody might just call me and need help. Somebody might just call me and get help. Amen. But I want to thank God for the ministry, the internet ministry. There's a man here tonight, Brother Matthew, that told me last week his workplace got him a new phone. And he's been listening to the ministry of Bible Way Baptist Church on his new phone. Listening to preaching. Amen. I don't believe I'd be out of order to say, Matt, God got a hold of your heart, didn't He? Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. So we need to tell it. Get the word out. Amen. That people can listen. Brother David has bragged on the blessing to shift workers. They can't always be here. Amen. And it's a blessing to be able to catch up and be with us here by way of the internet. So I just want to say thank you. That's one of them jobs that's being done. Not much is said about it, but it's effective for the glory of God Almighty. Amen. And I appreciate people that just, they do what they do because they love Jesus. They love the church. Amen. I appreciate that. Let's look at this tonight. The Bible said here, give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Let me tell you how the Lord spoke to my heart. We're living in a generation that's trying to bring a holy God down to sinful man's level. They're trying to make God out to be one of us. Amen? And they'll call Him all kinds of names, like He's my best pal. And I don't mind saying what a friend I have in Jesus. The Bible said there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen? But I tell you, I believe we ought to make an extra special effort not get involved in that trap that's trying to bring our Lord, that's holy, down to this sinful level of men. Say amen. Hollywood has went overboard right there. Amen. And they have blasphemed the name of our God. Amen. But tonight, the Bible said, as we look at His holiness, and as we think about His holiness, the psalmist is telling us here there's some things being accomplished that really can only be accomplished because He is holy. Amen? I tell you what, I believe He's holier than anybody can even imagine. Amen? When the angels and the cherubims and the seraphims, all they could do is just cry, holy, holy, holy. The Bible said, be ye therefore holy, because He is holy. Amen? And so His holiness, when we remember it, we ought to tonight understand that it's because of His holiness that I'm going to be able to say what I'm going to be able to say out of this psalm. Look at verse number 1. The Bible said, I will extol Thee. I'll exalt Thee. You say, preacher, why would we want to exalt Him? Because let me tell you something right now. The Bible said, look right here in this same verse. The Bible said, Thou hast lifted me up. Guess what tonight? He can't lift me if He's on the same level with me. Remember the message a while back? Amen. He's higher than I. Say amen. Thank God tonight He's on the throne. Amen. And thank God tonight He can reach further down than we can reach up. Thank God tonight He can lift us up. The psalmist said He picked me up out of the muck, out of the mire, and He put a new song in my heart, even praise unto our God. You can't do that unless you're holy. He's holy. When I remember His holiness, I want to thank God that He lifted me. You know something tonight? We can apply that in the area of salvation, and we should. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You can apply that in the Christian life because we all get down. Somebody say amen. And you know what He does? He just keeps lifting. He just keeps picking us up. A just man falls, but thank God he ain't going to stay there. Why? Because we have one that is the lifter up of our soul. Amen. One that will pick us up. One that will set us up. And one that will never, never, never leave us or forsake us. I thank God tonight. He's holy. Don't you? The holiness of our God. You know, tonight, He's a lift. The Bible said Thou hast lifted me. Look at verse number 2. The Bible said here, O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. Only a holy God. You remember the lepers this morning? That got a touch from God, that got healing from God? Only a holy God can not only lift me, but can heal me. Amen? The Bible, you see, there's a lot of emphasis put on healing in the wrong way in this generation. But I just want to stop and say, there's still a God in heaven that heals. Amen? I don't have that power. And by the way, use some common sense. If I did have that power, why would I beg for money to build a hospital? I'm telling you right now, if I had that power, I'd go over here to Indian Path. I'd go over at Holston Valley. I wouldn't stop there. I'd go to Bristol and I'd empty the hospitals if I had that power. But you see, because some have abused the truths of the Word of God, some of us want to back too far off the wrong way and forget that there is a God in heaven. And by the way, I'm just going to say this to us tonight, church. Our first call shouldn't be to the doctor. Hallelujah! Our first call should be to the great physician. Amen. We ought to ask his direction. We ought to even ask him before we call anybody. Amen. We ought to ask him. I thank God you say the baby's got a fever. Sister Kathy, let's talk to God about it. That's why the prayer request. Amen. You say, well, they can go down there and find out why that baby's got that fever. Do you know the God of heaven already knows why that baby's got that fever? Amen. He already knows. The Bible said here, at the remembrance of His holiness, we ought to thank Him at the remembrance of His holiness. It's for that reason He was able to lift me. It was for that reason that He's able to heal me. Amen. You know, tonight, some people say, well, all we can do is pray. That's what we should have done first. Listen, I wonder how the Lord feels sometimes. If you were the holy God of heaven concerned about your children, how many believes He's concerned about every aspect of our life? Amen. He's concerned about our spiritual being, our physical being. Amen. He's concerned about every... Somebody said, well, He's not concerned about finances. That Bible has too much to say about money for Him not to be concerned about it. Amen. I tell you, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He'll bless us. He's concerned about every aspect of our life. Why? Because He's holy. Because He loves His children. Amen. Because He cares about us tonight. The Bible said here, look, we'll go back up in verse number 1 just a minute. He lifted me. And He has not made my foes to rejoice over me. How many of y'all realize we have an enemy that would like to be rejoicing over us? You want to know why the enemy hasn't won? The holiness of our God. He can't do anything about it. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, when faced with the enemy, when faced with temptation, He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. Thank God there's a book that's holy. There's a God in heaven that's holy. He sent His Spirit down here that's holy. His Son was holy. And thank God tonight we can live holy for Him. I believe that. The Bible's teaching us here that God is holy and that we should give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Now look here. The Bible said in verse number 3, O Lord, Thou hast brought my soul up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive. I say in verse number 1, He's lifted me. In verse number 2, He's healed me. He's holy. And guess what? In verse number 3, He's keeping me. I make a shout right there. Somebody said, well, you really believe? Yeah, I really believe that we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. I believe that God, what God, my friend, the Bible said this, Paul said, I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Aren't you glad tonight we serve a God that's holy and can keep us in the palm of His hand? I thank the Lord tonight. He can lift me, and He has. He can heal me, and He has. He can keep me, and He does. And it's all a result of His holiness. Look at verse number 5. The Bible said His anger endureth but a moment. How many remembers that the part of the Lord, part of His attributes, is not just love and mercy and grace? How many remembers that the Bible said that God is angry, hello, with the wicked every day? I don't know about you, I never thought about this before, but think about this tonight. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people... I want to ask you a question tonight. Do any of you all have a dad, a father, that's ever been angry with you? A lot of times people say, well, if he's your father, he could never be angry with you. Has your dad ever been angry with you? Oh, yes. Amen. My dad's been angry with me. Amen. The Bible said over there, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Now watch this. And turn from their, anybody know the next word? Wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. I'll heal their land. Well, it looks to me like God would be a mighty partial God if He was angry at the wickedness of the sinner and He's not angry at the wickedness of the saints. Say amen right there. I believe with all of my heart, the psalmist said right here, I just want to thank God when I think about His holiness. Listen, that He promised me that His anger endures but for a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. The psalmist is experiencing the chastening hand of God. But he said, hallelujah, joy comes in the morning. The Bible said this, no chastising, no chastening for the present time seemeth to be joyous. I can't think about that scripture without thinking about Brother Mays Jackson. He said his daddy would wear him out. I can remember Brother Danny Sykes, my pastor. I can remember Brother Danny saying this, and the first time I'd ever heard it, it's probably not original with him, but he said there's a difference between a whipping and a whooping. He said a whipping is two or three good licks. He said a whooping is two or three licks shy of eternity. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, when my daddy got a hold of me, he didn't whip me, he whooped me. Amen. My mama whipped me. I don't remember one of them. Daddy whooped me 4 times and I ain't forgot a one of them. Amen. I'm telling you that there's a holy God in heaven. The Bible said His anger endures, but for there's no chastening for the present time that seems to be joy, but afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Brother May said, his dad would say, son, this is hurting me worse than it is you. Brother May said, I was thinking, my, somebody's got their signals mixed up. Amen. I want you to know tonight, I believe that God is so holy, Sister Donna, that when He has to spank us, it does hurt Him worse than it does us. If you're here tonight and you're a parent, it's a good possibility, probably a probability. I've tried to raise 4 children. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to chastening, I've not always done it right. Is anybody in the crowd with me tonight? Anybody ever get angry? Say amen. Did anybody ever get too angry? Say amen. Anybody ever have any regrets? Say amen. But God always gets it just right. He knows how to be angry enough, but He never gets too angry, and He administers correction because He loves us and He's holy. He's holy. You see, we're accused when you believe in something called eternal life or everlasting life. We're accused of saying, well, y'all teach and y'all preach that the grace of God is a license to sin. No way. I'm going to tell you something right now. You try that if you want to. You're going to figure that out. That don't work. Amen. If you're saved by the grace of God, you ain't going far down that trail. And you're going to get you a whooping. Not a whipping. Amen. But a whooping, because there's a God in heaven that's holy. And He loves us too much to let us go our own way. Let me repeat something my father said when I was a teenager. My father, we were raised up poor. I don't regret that. I don't resent that. I'm being honest. when you leave the door open, lots of people say, was you raised in a barn? I can say yes. My daddy fixed a house up, fixed a barn up and made a house out of it. Fixed it up so nice, Brother Don, that after he got done, the woman jacked the rent up to where daddy couldn't afford it and had to move. That's low down. You can say whatever you want to. Amen. That's low down. That's what she done. It was just a few months. Her son hit her in the head with a claw hammer and killed her. Just a few months. You say, preacher, you believe what goes around comes around? You're looking at a preacher that believes it. Amen. I believe you reap what you sow. Amen. Daddy fixed that house up. Fixed that barn up and made a house out of it. I mean, painted and fixed and put windows in. And there was an old trough that went around the kitchen. It was to feed the mules. Well, I don't look like a mule, but I got some good grub in that kitchen. Amen. Mama done a good job cooking in that kitchen. Had one of them old bathtubs with them legs on it about that long. Them cast iron tubs. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? We're raised up poor. My daddy said something to me when I was a teenager I'll never forget. He said, son, we don't have much. And he said, son, listen to me, teenagers right here, okay? Everybody needs to listen, but I'm talking to these. I call them my teenagers. I hope that's all right. Amen. Kyle is just sitting there with wishful thinking. Amen. He's done outgrow dad. Amen. Daddy said, son, he said, we don't have much. He said, if something don't happen, he said, we probably never will have much. Here's what he said. He said, son, we've got a good name. He begged me, says, he said, please. He said, son, please don't drag our name in the mud. How many of y'all are saved, folk, tonight? Guess what we've got? A good name. Hallelujah. He gave us his name. The Bible said they were called Christians first in Antioch. They didn't call themselves that, but other people looked at them, Brother Eddie, and said, they lived like that Jesus lived. And it was to mock. Tonight, let's give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Let's not kick against it. But let's ask God, God help us. Help us as a family. Help us as an individual. Help us as a church never to drag Your precious name through the mud. The devil would like nothing more. Amen? Nothing more. May God help us at the remembrance of His holiness. He said, preacher, what else did you see? I'm glad you asked. I see that He lifted me. I see in verse number 2, He healed me. I see that He keeps me in verse number 3. I see in verse number 5, He promised me. It's not always going to be like this. There's some joy coming in the morning for the children of God. Hallelujah. Joy in the morning. Look in verse number 6. And in my prosperity, I said, I've already preached about this a little bit. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. How many remembers that message a while back, not as strong as you think? Anybody remember that? Everything's going well in the psalmist's life. Brother Houston, he says, I got this. I'll never be moved. Then he finds out that there's a God that's holy and He can move you if He wants to. Amen. And I believe tonight with all of my heart, we ought to thank God at the remembrance of His holiness that He corrected me. I thank God tonight that I have a father in Jonesboro that has corrected me. But I thank God tonight I have a Father in heaven that has corrected me. I want to say this tonight. You know, we believe what we believe, and we believe it pretty strong, don't we, Brother Joe? But I'm going to make a statement, and I hope you'll get it. I hope you'll take it the right way. I believe if we really, really, really believe we're right about everything, that's probably pretty foolish. You say, now, preacher, what do you mean? Listen to me carefully. How many of y'all been saved 20 years besides me? Anybody been saved 20 years? How many's ever had God to change your mind about something in those 20 years? well, we were wrong about something in the last 20 years. How many think we might just be wrong about something in the next 20 years? Amen. I mean, we was going on all that we had. Amen. But God showed me I wasn't right about a couple of things. Amen. Along the way, I wasn't right. I wasn't right. And I believe if we think we're going to get to heaven and find out we've been right about everything, that's pretty foolish. Amen. But I will say this. We're serving the one who is right about everything. We're serving the one that's holy. At the remembrance of His holiness, the Word of God said we ought to give thanks. We ought to give thanks because He lifted us. He healed us. We ought to give thanks because He keeps us. Because He promised us. Because He corrects us. We ought to give thanks. Drop on down here in verse number 10. I'll read verse 8. I cried unto Thee. I cried to Thee, O Lord. And unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. How many believes tonight that not only does He have mercy on us when we get saved, the Bible said His compassions fail not. You remember that? Can anybody quote that entire text? I'm not being smart. It ain't coming to me right now. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. The Word of God said, they're new every morning. Amen. Guess what the Lord does when we get up in the morning? We're going to bed with mercy, and we're getting up with mercy. We got saved with mercy, and we're living by the mercy of a holy God. And that ought to cause us to give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. I'll say this tonight. I believe this with all of my heart. The same preacher I talked about a while ago, Brother Mays, he said, I have two angels that follow me everywhere I go. He just had a way. He said, one of them's name is Goodness, and the other one's name is Mercy. The psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Here's that word again. Forever. Amen. Forever. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Amen. I appreciate the Lord tonight. He's higher than we are. The Bible said here, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth. Now watch this. And then the Bible uses these words. Girded me. He wrapped us around. With what? With gladness. Think about that. He girded me with gladness. The psalmist had been girded with sadness. But God turned things around, amen, and girded him with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. I'm going to make a statement tonight. Please don't get mad at me. But I believe the church of the living God has been silent too long. And I believe one of the reasons, I didn't say the only reason, but I believe one of the reasons our communities are in the shape they're in, our schools are in the shape they're in, I'm as guilty as anybody. I'm as guilty as anybody. I went to, as a matter of fact, Avery, I think you and Aaron were in that gym that day when they said, we're going to have a moment of silence. I tell you what, it was making me sick sitting there. I was wanting to say something like, thank you, Lord, for a good day. Yeah. Or bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yeah. But I sat there in that gym full of people and kept my mouth shut while they had a moment of silence. Now, I done got the gun loaded for the next time. Say amen. You say, why would you say something the next time? Because I don't want a whooping like I got the last time. Amen. We've been silent on the job. We've been silent in our government. Amen. One woman comes along and decides that prayer should not be offered in school. God help. Amen. There should have been such an uproar, but let me just make a statement tonight. Please don't get mad at me. If you do, get in line. It was taken out of the home a long time before it was taken out of the school. God's people, let's not be guilty of being silent. Let's offer thanksgiving at the remembrance of His holiness. My wife will tell you, she's been around me a long time. This makes a Sunday morning, Sunday night, and a Wednesday night, and a Sunday morning, and another Sunday night. I'm just parked right now on Thanksgiving for some reason. Amen. And a thankful spirit. But I tell you what, I'll park till He says move on to the next subject. Amen. I'm going to give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. I'm not going to try to drag Him down here. I'm going to try to live more like Him. The Bible said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the, there's that word again, the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. How many's ever made Jell-O? How many's ever made Jell-O? I haven't. I've eaten it. How many's ever eaten Jell-O? How many's ever seen a Jell-O mold? Well, you know what the world has for God's people? It has a mold. And the world wants to squeeze us into its mold. How many knows that's right? Amen. Well, you know what? God has a mold too. His mold's Jesus. How many believes He wants to make us like His Son? I'll tell you what will help. The remembrance of His holiness. Let's give thanks tonight. Father in heaven, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be here tonight with your people. God, I thank you, Lord, tonight for the psalmist that understood, Lord, that, Lord, weeping, it does endure for a night, but joy's coming in the morning. Lord, I've been at the hospital. Many of our dear people have all night. It seems like the longest of nights. But, Lord, I pray that we would all realize, Lord, that the night's coming upon this earth when no man can work. Help us to work while it's day. Help us, Lord, to remember your holiness tonight. God, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just speak to our hearts. Help us, God, that we might serve you with gladness till you come. Let our prayers come up, Lord, and our request be made with thanksgiving unto our God. Lord, we pray tonight that you would just bless the message. Bless it, Lord. May it, Lord, find a lodging place in our heart. Help us, Lord, not to be guilty of trying to pull you down, but may we be, Lord, asking you to lift us up and make us more like Jesus.